You may be seated. The second verse of that song is one that reminds us that we are supposed to open up our hearts to be a temple set apart from the things of this earth for heaven to use, adorned with prayer and love and joy. So many times we talk about the things that we need to start our week, start our day each day to let go and to serve our Lord. I was in my huddle group this past week and we talked about what do we do? How do we spend our quiet time? How do we begin our day? What do we do? Do we allow the Lord to be a part of our day first thing in the morning? Do we spend our quiet time? Do we talk with Him as we should? So think about those things this week. I hope and pray that most of you I would love to say all of you, but I know better. Because sometimes we all have great thoughts and great hopes and great aspirations of doing something, and we don't set aside the time because we have it planned for it. But I hope and pray that sometime during today that you take a moment to find out what God is doing in your life that day, to pray, to read, to learn, to know. Our scripture this morning comes from the book of Micah, one of the minor prophets, chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. And it's God's challenge to Israel. It says, "Hear what the Lord says. Rise, plead your case before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear, you mountains, the controversy of the Lord, and you enduring foundations of the earth. For the Lord has a controversy with His people, and He will contend with Israel. O my people, what have I done to you? In what have I wearied you? Answer me, says the Lord. For I brought you up from the land of Egypt, and I redeemed you from the house of slavery, and I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember now what King Balak of Moab devised, and Balaam son of Beor answered him, and what happened from Chittim to Gilgal, that you may know the saving acts of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before Him with burnt offerings, with calves that are only a year old, the very best? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you?" And this is the main essence of the story. This is the main essence of this whole thing. It is what we should do as His children, but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. That's what the Lord requires of each and every one of us, to do justice. That means to be involved in helping somebody when something is going wrong. When you see an act of injustice and violence, what do? Do you stand by? To love kindness and to walk humbly with your God. This is the Word of God this day for us, His children. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Oh, great and mighty God, what an honor it is this day to be in your house. What a blessing it is to be with your people. Lord, thank you for who you are this day. Thank you, Lord, that you call us back to love you, to care for you, that you loved your people so much and you continue to love them, and they got themselves in so much trouble as we continue to do each and every day. And your word calls us back, that you want us to be there, to do justice, to stand up, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with you each and every day. May we truly be that this day, Lord, as we share this time together. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart this day be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer, I pray. Amen.